Joined here by head coach Trey Shields of the Lady Bulldog wrestling team. Three wrestlers on the squad this year. One of them, Avery Clark, I know did some good things at the Marceline tournament on Saturday. A couple got their feet wet as far as just getting their first on-mat competition out of the way. Big one tomorrow. I don't know if everybody's going to be able to wrestle. That's always a challenge with open weights and those things. But middle school, girls, boys, a lot of wrestling between Trenton, Hamilton, Gallatin, South Harrison tomorrow. Coach Shields, how are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, Tom. Thanks for asking.
How did the girls do Saturday? Just amongst the three of them.
Saturday, we had a good showing. Avery Clark took second. We lost to a pretty tough Lawson opponent. Lawson has a tough girls team. And then we had Sahara Myers wrestling in her first meet ever. And, I mean, she was nervous. But she did a lot of good things on the mat, and there's a lot that we can build on there, too, so I'm pretty excited for her in the future.
The one thing I talked to about Charlie is, you know, it's not a district sort of pressure. It's certainly not state, but Marceline's a big-time wrestling community. And so you open at the Marceline tournament, there's a lot of people in that little gym when the girls are out there on the mat, correct?
Oh, I mean, it's filled wall-to-wall, especially in the girls' gym. They kind of break it up into two, and I mean, there's hardly any seats left in the second gym.
What pleased you the most about what Avery showed in her first outing of her sophomore year, Coach?
Well, she looked, I mean, like I said, she looked pretty solid. She was solid on her feet, solid on bottom. She's, I mean, just looks all around pretty good. She listens well. There are a couple little things that we might need to fix, but, I mean, it's a long season, so hopefully by the end of the year, she's just all around unbeatable.
So did you just have two wrestling then on Saturday?
I did, yep.
Are you going to be three strong tomorrow, or what kind of do you feel like you're going to have team-wise for that home duel tomorrow?
I'm hoping to be three strong tomorrow. We've had some sickness on the team, and unfortunately, Matea Havens didn't get to wrestle this weekend, but she should be ready to go by Thursday.
As somebody who's had an nagging cough for a week and a half, I can completely relate to that.
I think something's got to be going around.
Yeah, I've been telling people, I had a cold a couple weeks ago and I actually took a few days off, and I got back and last week I felt fine, but just that nagging cough, which when you're on the radio, you know, a nagging cough's a little bit worse.
Yeah, it sounds rough.
Yeah, it is what it is. As you look at tomorrow, Coach, what would you like to see the girls accomplish? Or when you discuss the goals for tomorrow, what are those discussions with the girls like?
Well, I'd really like to see all of them come out with some kind of win, you know, no matter who we're wrestling. Like you said, it might be tough to get some matchups because we're all pretty small schools and, you know, our girls' rosters might not be totally full. But I would love for Avery to win all of her matches. I would love for Sahara and Matea to at least come out with a win, you know, kind of learn what it feels like to win.
It's so early in Sahara and Matea kind of learning the sport on the fly, so to speak. While we, you know, admit that, you know, they're still very early in their learning process, what's kind of once they get through, like, you know, goal one, what's kind of the goal process that you have with them? Is it kind of, you know, like one step, two step, three steps, four when you're talking about girls that are that inexperienced?
I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's a lot of, okay, let's do things correctly. Okay, let's do things correctly and kind of string together a win. And then it's really, you know, how many wins can we get in a row? How many things can we do correctly? What, you know, mistakes can we avoid and not keep doing over and over again? Make sure we're learning from them. So it's a lot of, like, yes, we want them to win, but we also want them to learn the fundamentals and, like, show that they know the fundamentals. They know when they're in bad position, stuff like that.
Is bad position, when you're talking about, you know, girls that are just learning the sports, is a lot of the bad position just making sure that you have a solid base and you don't get off balance when you're on your feet on the mat?
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, solid balance. Make sure you're not reaching back behind you when you're on bottom. When you're in a stance, you know, you're low, you're not crossing your feet, just little things that make it hard to, you know, break you down, take you down, stuff like that. We're not just giving away easy points by making dumb mistakes.
Once you get through this weekend, Coach, you're not going to Lexington with the guys, right, for Saturday?
No, we are not.
So the battle for the Katy Trail then is next. How much do you have that one circled as one that you kind of look at that and say that's, you know, a little bit early into our schedule, but we want to do well going down to Sedalia?
I mean, it's a huge tournament, and it's got schools from all over Missouri. So if your goal is to make it to state, you're probably going to see a couple kids at Sedalia that you're not going to see until state, and it's going to definitely test a lot of girls. But like I said, if they want to make it to state, they're going to have to beat some of those girls that we don't get to see a lot. They come from big wrestling schools and have large girls teams, so it's definitely going to be a huge battle.
I don't know if it's hit Trenton yet. Obviously, you only have three this year, and I think Coach had, you know, four or five last year, but where do you see girls wrestling in Missouri? Where is it growing the most right now, Coach? Is it in northwest Missouri or down toward the cities or down toward the river? Where do you see the numbers at the biggest right now in the sport?
I mean, there's some pretty big girl teams around us. I was talking about Lawson earlier. They have a solid girls team. Marceline has a pretty solid girls team. They're a big wrestling school. And then even a couple Class 2 schools like Cameron. I know I'm friends with Levi Marley, who coached up there for a year, and they had a couple girls state medalists. So I think it's growing, especially around the area, but it just hasn't quite caught on here, I don't think.
It's just going to take that spark, as we talked about last week, whether that's, you know, a couple of girls making the state tournament, having success, you know, kind of get through the hallways. This is fun. This is a good option for the winter. It's just going to take that spark, and I think it's going to happen here at THS. Coach, have fun at the home quadrangular tomorrow night. Hopefully the girls get a fair amount of action here against the three schools that are in town. We'll see you there, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.